Let the church say amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All
and all the time, God is good. We know that to be a fact because we're still here. So you ought to be happy when we say God is good. And it's good to know God. Just a couple of announcements before we get started here this morning. To those of you who would like to call, Sister Barnes is home now and she's accepting phone calls if you care to call her and wish her well. She said her doctor doesn't want her to receive visitors right now, but she'll be happy to talk to you over the phone. And we, as Brother Little prayed for Brother Michael Davis, let us remember Michael Davis in our prayers today and all those who are sick as well. Michael had an episode this past week, and we're just thankful that Michael is still among the living here today. So let us be glad and praise the Lord. This morning, we're going to speak for a few minutes on the time for a self-inventory is at hand. The time for a self-inventory is at hand. And we're going to reread the scriptures again for you, starting with 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 5, the Bible says, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. And this also we pray that you may be made complete. Therefore I write these things being absent, least being present, I should use sharpness according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. We're going to look in particular at verse number 5. Verse number 5 says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ be in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? The time for a self-inventory is at hand. In these few passages, we find the need to look at ourselves. One of the most important letters in our alphabet today is the letter I. For I is the person we see each and every time we look in a mirror. I is the person who is responsible for our every action. I is also the center of sin, pride, and our Savior. Let us look at the letter I for just a few minutes this morning. I is the center of sin. Sin is a transgression of God's law. It represents us, separates us from God. In Isaiah 59 and verse number 2, the Bible says, your iniquities have separated between you and God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. The easy way to cause God to turn his face from you is to keep on in sin. Sin is that which defiles a man, according to Mark chapter 7 and verse 20. That which comes out of the man defileth the man. When you consider all Sin will take a person farther than they care to go. Look how far it took David in 2 Samuel chapter 11. It took him farther than he wanted to go with Bathsheba, to be with Bathsheba. It caused him to become wrapped up in a murderous plot. Oh yes, the eye can see the bright side of, but oh, it might miss the downside. What matters most of all is that sin can exclude us from heaven. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9, the unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. No matter how right one may think he is now, now is the time to take a self-inventory. Our text tells us to examine ourselves in verse number 5. Make sure you're not in the middle of sin. That I, make sure that's not you. You know, a funny thing how people perceive sin. Some people say, oh, it's just a little sin and God won't hold that against me. But I'm here to let you know that sin to God is sin. No big sins and no little sins. Sin is forgivable according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 7. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. This lets us know that only the blood of Christ can take I out of sin. Pride. I is in the center of pride. In Luke chapter 18, verses 11 through 14, we find the Pharisees whose great sin was pride. In verse number 11, his pride was so great that he put himself above other men. He even prayed to himself, not to the Lord. I guess he forgot Proverbs 16 and 18 said that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride causes a wall between man and God. Do you remember in Exodus 5 what Pharaoh said? He asked the question, he said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. It was this pride that caused Pharaoh's destruction. We should never let our pride come between us and God. Remember, we as children of God should never be boastful and think that we can do without God. We need the Lord's favors to shine down upon us. We can't make the sun shine. We can cause the stars to twinkle in the midnight sky. But we need to know the one who can all of these things, can do all these things as well as more. Sometimes we as people begin to get what some would say besides ourselves. And that's when we get ourselves into great trouble. I is the center of pride as well as the center of sin. We need to examine ourselves as to whether we are in the faith. We need to test ourselves. Do you know that Christ is in you? How many of you have taken a self-inventory lately and determined that Christ is in you? Or are you in Christ? Well, I is the center of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We can be in Christ. We can walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, according to Romans 8 and 1. The time is now for us to examine ourselves and come to a decision of whom you are with, Christ or Satan. If I keep walking after the world, then I must be with Satan. If I be with Christ, I will allow him to dwell in my heart by faith, that I may be rooted and grounded in love, according to Ephesians 3 and verse number 1. In Christ, we are a new creature. We can know the joy of salvation, for in him is our faith and our hope. In him is our great comfort and strength. In him we live and move and have our being. When we come to the older days of our lives, things change. If you've lived long enough to get older, you know things have changed. We often look back and think when we get older to ourselves how we were sometimes foolish in our ways when we were growing up and younger. As we grow in God, we need to consider our lives and make changes. Doctors tell us we must stop eating foods we once ate in order to stay in better health. Most of us follow that advice. We look at the Word of God and say, oh, I'll listen to it later. That's why we don't do so well a lot of times. How many times have you looked in your older years into your medicine cabinet and you see you got more pills than Walgreens? When you sit around discussing the pills you take for your blood pressure, you need to examine yourself and ask God to come into your life and move me out of the way of sin and allow him to be your God. When you sit around discussing your health issues, you know you've gotten older then, because these things are wrong with you nowadays. But I say examine yourself. Make sure you're in the faith. When you go to the doctor, it seems as though we'll go to the doctor quicker than we'll go to church. You need to ask yourself, are you in him? Are you with Christ? Is your faith in Christ or in the doctor? Now, you don't know the doctor, but you can learn all about Christ from his beginning to his crucifixion through the word of the Bible, but you'll believe the doctor and won't believe the Bible. Now, the doctor tells you, I'm going to give you a pill to fix one thing, this thing that's bothering you. And you get that pill, and that pill causes an adverse reaction. And then you got to take another pill to cure that reaction. And you still trust in that person that you don't know, that don't know you, but yet you believe in them and God, who was there from your beginning and will be there until your end, through your end and after. But you don't believe the Bible. Why is that? Why don't you examine yourself and find out if you're in the faith? Allow God to be your guide. You need to ask yourself, am I in the faith? The text once again says, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? When I think about this world in which we live, and I always seem to get around to talking about the world and its problems because there are so many of them, people are doing awful things these days. It doesn't seem to get any better. That's why I was so happy the other day when I saw how the people reacted to this young man who got killed over in the army, over in Kenya, I believe it was. We need someone to look up to. And if you won't look up to God, then you need to examine yourself. Because God is the one we need to look up to. God is the one who put us on this earth, and who takes care of us, and who gives us instructions how to get from earth to glory. When I think about it, and I ask myself, Lord, what am I to do? And then I realize the answer is within me to go to the Word of God. And the word of God will tell me just what's going on in my life. You see, God has made our lives an open book, if you will. And just open that book, and you will find out what's in store for your life. You see, what's in store for your life is you're born, and then you're going to die. It's what's in between that makes the difference in your life. How do you live your life? How have you lived your life? How will you live your life? And then you'll know what choices you have. You have two choices: heaven or hell. There's no in between. There's no getting by. There's no cheaper version, no generic version, if you will. It's only two that you have: heaven or hell. And you make the decision which one you are going to go to by the way you live your life. You know, sometimes I ask myself the question, if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? I find myself asking the question many times of why, Lord, are you so good to me? And the only thing I can say to answer that is found in John 3:16. For the Lord so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God gave his only begotten Son for me, for you, for all of us in here this morning. And when we think about that, that's a lot to give up. For I ask the question, would you give up your son, your only son, for others? And probably not. But God did, and God is. I think about it a lot of times, how we can come to him, and he'll be our God, and we'd be his children. We'd be his children. But then, it is so much that's going on around us today. So much that we have problems with. So many problems we have to deal with. But if you examine yourself, you can tell where you're at. If that I in sin is what's in your life, you need to come to Christ. You can come right away. You can come right now. You can come today. You come by hearing the word of God. You come by believing in Christ as God's only Son, by repentance of your past sins, by confessing Christ, and by being buried with him in the watery grave of baptism. You know, we don't take a break in the church. We can baptize you right now. We got the water behind me, and we got someone who'll take you down in the water. That's the only way to get into Christ, through the water. You can't be preached into Christ. You must be baptized into Christ. You must be baptized with Christ for the remission of your sins. Then somebody said, well, I was baptized a long time ago, preacher. But were you baptized in the Church of Christ? I got baptized, some say, because my grandmother wanted me to. Well, you ought to have gotten baptized for the remission of your sins. But if you were not, you can do this today, right here, right now. And then you become a member of the Lord's body. And his body is the church. So this is the right church. This is the right Lord, for there is no other God greater than the God that we serve. Some folks use money as their God, but money is not a God. Some folks like to use their talents as a God, but that's when pride comes in. And that's not good either. This morning, as we sit here this morning, we came here, we supposed to have came here to serve God in spirit and in truth. We didn't come here to show off your new outfit. We didn't come here for us to see your new shoes. We didn't come here to hear about your job, what happened on your job last week. We came here to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. And if you examine yourself, you'll find that when you came into the church this morning, did you come in by yourself? Or did you bring someone hanging on your coattail? By that someone, I mean Satan. Did you bring him in with you, or did you leave him behind you? You know, Satan is busy these days. He runs around seeing who he can devour. But you know, if you stand strong and examine yourself and stay in the faith, or get in the faith, you'll be all right, because you can tell Satan to get behind me, Satan. And you can lose him. Now, he's not going to stop. He doesn't stop because you tell him to get away from you. But he stops when you start to serve in your God, the one God that I know of, the one that you should examine yourself to see if you are in his faith, in the faith. Now, when I look at I guess it was too cold for him. But it's warm in the building. Thank God for heat. Thank God for a working heater. And I ask you, once you get in the faith, to stay in the faith. If God blessed us the way some of us come to church, we would be short of many a blessings. But I don't doubt that somebody in here this morning needs to be blessed by the Lord. We all need to be blessed, but somebody in here probably needs a certain blessing a little more than others. And what your blessing might be, only you know. For my blessing is not your blessing, and your blessing is not my blessing. You know, Paul, when I think about it, Paul asked the Lord three times to remove a thorn in his side. But God told him, my grace is sufficient. So his grace will be sufficient for whatever blessing you get and you ask for, and he gives to you. So if you're here today and not a member of the Lord's body, I invite you to come as I have given you the five steps into Christ. As we together stand and sing the song of